Please turn with me tonight to these well-known words of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 8 and verse 36. The Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 36. Well-known words uttered by the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. And my title tonight is Free Indeed. But I must add something there. Because if you leave it there, I feel it is incomplete. Free indeed in Christ. That's really what this is all about. Free indeed in Christ. Because of Christ. Without Christ, there is no real freedom. Oh, my dear friends, if you allow me just to explain these things. Our world, as you know, this world, our society, boasts about how free we are. And you know, even people travel thousands and thousands of miles to come to the West thinking that this is the place where you find freedom. But may I tell you something? There is still slavery. Slavery still exists in our world. But don't jump into conclusions. What do I mean? This is a thick-skinned constitution. I'm speaking about a universal condition about men and women wherever they could be in this world. So every man, every woman, according to the word of God, is a slave. That is our universal condition. But my dear friends, again, I'm not speaking about social freedom. I'm not speaking about political freedom. I'm not even speaking about natural or personal freedom. I'm not speaking about natural slavery. That's not what the purpose of my words. We are speaking about something worse and even much more deeper. What is that? The spiritual slavery of each one of us. My dear friends, you like it or not, there is somebody and there is something ruling in your life. King self, King sin is ruling in the life of every person in this world. You like it or not? I know many of us, even those who are accustomed and used to read the word of God, may still say, no, that's not me. But you see, bondage, slavery, enslavement, docility, you can put every kind of word, the balls, the chains, all these things enslave us and they take many forms, diverse forms. What is it? Oh, there is, as I said, social slavery. There is relational slavery. There is psychological slavery. There are so many addictions. Oh, but the greatest of all that, if there is one slavery I want to draw your attention upon, is that spiritual slavery. The guilt, the fears, the anxieties, the addictions, the cancer, those metastases of the gangrene and spread in us because of our sinful nature. And that's what the Bible says, from cover to cover, that without God, we are left to ourselves and there is no possibility for us to be really free. It is a big deceit. We are not free. Nobody is free. That is a big lie. That's what Satan is telling us. Even now, in our hearts, deep down, I am a free person. I will come to explain and give a definition to what we call biblical freedom. But my dear friends, every part of us, all our faculties, the mind, the feelings, our emotions, even our will is enslaved to sin. That's what the Bible says again. Even if we were put, just imagine for a second, even if we were put, you and me, in the most unpolluted place, ecological, let me qualify it again, greener than green, where the air is crystal clear, it is all clean and pure, you know what will happen? Very soon, we will pollute it. Why? Because of our nature. And left to ourselves, we will never be able to change our nature. The lion cannot change his nature. The donkey cannot change his nature. We too, sometimes you think, oh, I'm free, I can do whatever I want. But really, you will always do and act according to your nature. And this is why, in the kindest way, in the most loving way, we challenge you, we remonstrate with you, we reason with you. You and me, without a savior, we are all in slavery. Every part of us. There is not a single part of you and me that is not affected by sin. And this is what the Lord Jesus Christ is telling us here. Look at verse 34. He is using one of his great, those wonderful words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, when he uses them, it means he is going to speak to us about the most extraordinary statement. And in verse 34, he says, Jesus answered them, the Jews who were listening to him, verily, verily. And this is all of us speaking to all of us. I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin. And Bible says, if you say you have no sin, you deceive yourself. If you say you do not or you have never committed sin, you are making God a liar. God forbid. Because this is the description. This is the illustration. This is the truth God is describing and painting about you and me. Whoever committed sin is the slavery of sin. And that's all of us. Paul, the greatest apostle who has ever lived on this earth, you know what he said in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15? This is a trustworthy saying and to be believed, acceptable by all, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am the first. This is the man who, in a sense, could have boasted and say, you know, I'm better than you, holier than thou. But he says, I'm the chief. Number one. Until when he was stopped going even to mistreat and arrest and kill Christians on the way to Damascus, where the Lord Jesus Christ revealed himself to him. And like a child, he has to be called Saul, Saul. Like a child, and he had to answer to the Lord. Oh, my dear friends, if you deny that you are a sinner and I am a sinner, you know what happens? I make only things harder. And as time goes, what happens to me? I become even harder. And I believe then, others, not me. But you will never find a cure. You will never find the antidote. You will never find a solution unless you recognize the problem. You go to even medical doctors. You go to them and they speak to you. Oh, yes, we are in denial most of the time. Just imagine you go to the doctor and here he reveals to you something bad in your body. And he says to you, you know, you have only a few months to live. No, I wish I never knew that. And that's why even sometimes we are scared to visit them, because we are afraid that they will tell us the bad news. But my dear friends, come back. We are speaking about spiritual slavery. And God, who made all the doctors, God who made heaven and earth, God who made every antidote, God who made every remedy, he is saying to us that we are far from him. We do not and we cannot fellowship with him. Why? Because every part of us is tainted with sin. But now, what is freedom, people ask? And this is again, I believe, again in my small understanding, that freedom is the universal yearning. Everyone, even people who do not know anything about our so-called civilization, our so-called, even those people, they are yearning and they long for freedom. But I believe freedom is a supreme aspiration. But remember, left to yourself, left just to the things of this world, we will never be able to find real freedom. But what is freedom? I'm sure if we do a survey now, even in this August assembly, you do a survey from children to adult alike, young and old alike, men and women alike, you will find everyone has his own definition. Everyone has his opinion. What is freedom? Oh, may I say to you, for the world, freedom is my right to indulge myself in whatever is right in my own eyes. Which means, I do as I like, I do as I want, without any limit, without any restriction. That's the world, the definition of the world about freedom. You ask a child, what is freedom for you? Mom, I want to play with my friends as much as I want. I want to watch whatever I want as gaming. And please, Mom, my freedom, I don't want you to take me to school because my friends will laugh at me. I'm a big boy. I'm a big girl now. You don't have to be behind me. That's the child's freedom. But what about us? Freedom, my dear friends, for the world is I want to do what I want. And even look at all the revolutions, you know, the demonstrations, the sit-ins, all these things, they think this is freedom, but actually when you look at it, this is rebellion, this is chaos, this is confusion, this is a tow-bow, this is really informity, we don't want it. That's the reality about our world. Yes, I have to agree that there are some revolutions. On one hand, they bring a form of freedom into our lives. But I can tell you, even take democracy. On one hand, it brings freedom to us. But on the other hand, it enslaves each one of us. My dear friends, for the world, freedom is I want to sin more. Look at the demonstrations again, even in recent times. We want to claim our liberty to be engaged in unnatural relationship. Unnatural. We want to claim freedom so that we do whatever we want, wherever we want, whenever we want. That's really according to the world. That is freedom. But my dear friends, that is not the freedom Bible is speaking to us about. Riots, demonstrations are not freedom at all. That is chaos. But what does the Bible say about freedom? May I give you again a simple definition according to the Bible? Here it is. We saw the ugliness, the perversion. Freedom is for me to do whatever I want, to indulge myself in sin more. But my dear friends, freedom according to the Bible is the ability to do what is right. Freedom according to the Bible is the ability not to sin, to have dominion over sin, to have power over sin, to have control over things that we become addictive to. That's what Bible says. Oh, Freedom according to the Bible is deliverance. Freedom according to the Bible is to be made a child of God. Here we are. When you read John chapter 8, we didn't go through the reading, but you will see later that the people, the Jews there, they thought because of their biological descendants, they come from Abraham, they were proud, they were boastful, saying, "We are the children of Abraham." But Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, said to them, "The devil is your father." Oh, my friends, I know these are very hard words to say to anyone. But remember, there are only two fathers. There are only two masters. There are only two kings. You either have God and control leading your life, or it is self. You have enthroned yourself and you have dethroned God if you have never come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friends, what is freedom? Freedom is to have my mind, my soul, my feelings, my will, to do what God created me for. May I tell you, I'm an ordinary preacher, but may I tell you something? That even God did not create us to die. People say that death is natural. No, death is not natural. If it was natural, why are you afraid of it? Because it is not natural. That's why we are afraid of it. But why do we die again? Bible from cover to cover says the wages of sin is death. So we die because of sin, because we have disobeyed, because we have spurned and rejected the only one who could have given us peace and life. Oh, my dear friends, freedom is not to do what I like. But freedom is to do what I ought to do. That is real freedom. That is real freedom. But I must tell you more to picture again. Oh, free from what? What do I need to be freed from? I need to be freed from sin, from shallowness, from vagueness, from meaningless life, purposeless life. What is the purpose of life? Oh, my dear friends, may I print that in your mind? If I could implant that even as a question you could remember and which will be echoed in your soul throughout this night to trouble you. What is the purpose of life? Have you ever asked yourself about those existential questions? What am I here for? Where am I going? Is there something relevant? What will I leave behind me? You know, will you only leave material behind you? What that for? Oh, I want to leave something substantial. I want to leave faith, the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That certainly will have an impact in this life, but also in the life to come. Free from what? Free from sin. Because sin is ugly. And the problem is that we do not just commit sins. We do not just do some sins. Do you see what Christ said in verse 34? We are slaves of sin. We are slaves of sin. We are in chains. No freedom at all. Oh, sin brings us down. It shapes us. And it is usually unaware. It sneaks in. It infiltrates our lives. And sometimes you are not even aware. And just again the picture. Free from what? Why do I need this freedom? And you know, if you are honest with yourself and I'm honest with myself, many times we are doing things that we really hate. And my dear friends, the problem again about sin is that we easily start it. We think we can stop whenever we want, but really, can you stop? And very soon it has invaded, it's propagated into your whole body and into your every faculty of yours. And some bold and proud people, sometimes they say, "I can stop anytime I want." Try. It's to the neck. You are to the neck. The rope is on your neck already. It's very hard. That's why We need a Savior, my dear friends. And sin, as I said, warps our character. It shows the flaws in our makeup, every part of us. And we cannot just stop it because we want. We have balls and chains, and until we see our sins, we will never be set free. My dear friends, there is no bondage that is worse than the sin, than the bondage of sin. May I challenge you? You have to know yourself. And to know yourself, you have to know God. Because that's the only way God will open up. God will remove the veil. And then you can see the real you. Oh, my dear friends, you know what sin says? Sin says, he is my slave. You know what Satan says? He is mine. I will keep it. I will keep him in my fortress. He will never be able to run away. And you know what the law of God says? Because we know the law of God. And by the way, the word sin means to miss the mark. Which mark? The mark of the law of God. And the law of God says, you know, it's very important. May I remind you, sin says he's mine. He's my slave. Satan says, I will keep him. He's in my fortress. The law of God says he's a sinner. He must die. But good news. That's good news. Good news because Christ, the liberator, the deliverer, came from heaven to earth. This is why he's speaking about in John chapter 8. And he's saying to the people, there is a way to come out. There is a way to be delivered from those chains. And all the bolts will be opened. And you can have fellowship really with God as your father. Not Satan. Not sin as your king. But God himself to be a father to you. And he came, he took upon himself the penalty of our sins when he died on the cross of Calvary. He broke the power of sin. He took upon himself the curse of the law. And he paid everything by his own blood. The yoke is lifted up. Oh, my dear friends, can I tell you? Sin has found a power that is greater than any other power. And in Romans chapter 6, it says that whoever is dead to sin, you die to yourself and you commit sin no more. It means you are not slave of sin anymore. You don't sin in cold blood. You don't sin, you don't plan to sin. You don't give yourself to it as if you are just an animal living by instinct. But now you have God, that divine host, the Holy Spirit dwelling in your life. Oh, my dear friends, sin puts us in bondage. But look at verse 32. Christ will say something there which you need to know. And you need to know that. Verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You shall know the truth about God. You shall know the truth about yourself. You shall know the truth about this world. My dear friends, wake up. This world is not only what there is. There is something more marvelous. I wish I have words to describe to you heaven. But nobody can describe it because it is a pure place. It is a place where, just imagine, even you and me sitting in this world, just imagine if you have never sinned in your life, if your mind has never been polluted by sin. And that place, Bible tells us, sin no more. No more tears. No more pain. No more death. It's only a pure place, holiness and perfection, perfection per excellence. That's what is there. Nothing else. My dear friends, when Christ in John chapter 8 was speaking to the Jews, you know what they believed? They said to him in verse 33, look at it, verse 33. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed and were never in bondage to any man. What a lie. What a lie. And you know, historically, they have been in slavery in Egypt for how long? 400 years. And when you read the book of Judges, They were slaves to seven nations in the book of Judges. And then later, you have the Assyrians, you have the Greeks, you have the Babylonians, you have the Romans, and now they are under the rulership of the Romans, but they are still, yes, they are free, but they are really limited in their movement. But yet they are saying, oh, we are free people. What a big lie. They were not free. They were lying. And each one of us is in the same chains as those people. My dear friends, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free, Christ said. How? Because there is one absolute truth. There is absolute truth, and it is not abstract. It is real. It is a person. As I draw to conclusion, how can I be set free? Oh, my dear friends, how? Look at the verse again. The Lord Jesus Christ in verse 36 says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Christ is not only telling us about freedom. That's amazing about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, all the people, all the prophets, they say, come, I will show you the way. But Christ says, he is the way. He is the truth. He is the life, he himself. So we are not calling you to just follow away. We are calling you tonight, as you come in true repentance and faith on the Lord Jesus Christ, we are calling you to a person, a divine person, the second person of the Godhead, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one who came from heaven to earth, God of the very God, perfect, blameless and sinless, spotless. And he gave his life on the cross of Calvary to pay for the penalty of sins of every person who will trust in him. Christ is the incarnate God, and God came in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you look at earlier in the passage here, John chapter 8, I'm sure you know it. In verse 12, Christ said, I am the light of the world. You want to be taken away from darkness? You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to be set free from king's sin? You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. But these words are so important. Look what the Lord Jesus Christ said. He said, the Son, if the Son, oh, there is a great promise. Do you see the promise in the passage? If the Son, therefore, sets you free, or you shall be free. The if there is important. If, which means there is no other person, there is no one else who can set you free from your sins. Sin is a reality, so Christ is. You don't have to be a slave in the house while you could be a son. Slaves have no permanent place in the house, but the Son, verse 32, 33, and so on, say, the Son is always in the house because he has a special status. The master of the house is God the Father, and the Son is the only one who can take you into the house. But you see, when you come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, what does he do? He takes you in the house of the Father. And he makes you to be a child of righteousness. He makes you to be a member of the family. He makes you to be one of the members of the kingdom of God. If you see the condition, there is no one else who can make you to be a child of God except the Lord Jesus Christ. But see the firmness. It is firm. Verse 36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. My dear friends, can I confess something to you tonight? I really love that word indeed. This is a powerful word. It means there is not a single doubt about it. And in my little understanding of the English culture, when an Englishman says to you indeed, it means it is true. But you see, in verse 34, Christ said, verily, verily, I solemnly declare, without any doubt, that if you trust on the Lord Jesus Christ, it is sure, it is real, it is absolute, and it is free. You cannot be set free by yourself, but the truth of Christ coming in you shall set you free. That's why it is so important that I repent and believe. This is the only power that conquered sin, death. My friends, religions can put only a new garment on you. But you know what Christ does? He makes you to be a new person. So I'm not calling you to believe in a religion. Believe in a person, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he make of you a new creation, a new person. Oh, he is the mediator who gives life, and he gives full liberation from sin, from blindness, and from guilt. You must know the truth about your sin. You must know the truth about yourself and about God. This verse, may I say to you, this verse is yours. This is the warrant for your salvation tonight. Receive the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Embrace him. Love him. Yield your life to him. And you shall be granted optimum and complete liberation, everlasting life and freedom. Yes, Lord, what must I do? I want to be set free tonight. I want to find freedom. Look what the Lord Jesus Christ said in verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believe on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples. Indeed, oh, my favorite word again, indeed you shall be a child of God. So Christ is calling you to put your trust in him. And then you shall be free to choose. You shall be free to love God, to love people. You shall be free to do what is right. That's the only condition. Otherwise, whatever you do will have no meaning before God. The prison of selfishness is broken. My dear friends, who are you tonight? Are you a slave, still in your sins? Or you want to be somebody who is free? Real freedom, optimum freedom, great freedom, the only freedom that is available. Oh, I wish I have more time, but I think a lot has been said. But look at as I close verse 21, what Christ said. If you do not come into the Lord Jesus Christ, believing in him to receive that freedom. Verse 21, Christ says to the people, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. And look at verse 24. Where he reiterated the same words, verse 24. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins. My dear friends, who wants to die in his sins? Who wants to die without a savior? Who wants to die without a liberator? Who wants to live even in this life without fellowship with God, without being set free from all our enslavements? Oh, my dear friends, the greatest expression of freedom has been manifested at the cross of Calvary. So, may I challenge you, look unto the cross of Calvary tonight. There, the Lord Jesus Christ said, if the Son of God, the second person of the Godhead, sets you free, if he makes you to be free, free you shall be indeed. Oh, may the Lord help you. Come to him. Trust in him. Believe in him. Confess to him all your sins. Repent from all of them. And you shall receive that great freedom free of charge. And you will be the most happy person in this world, but also in the world to come. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we come to thee in the name of our Savior. We thank thee for his words. His words are all true, and they will always be true, because he is the God who cannot lie. Oh Lord, save many among us tonight, those who for whom these things were just trifling matters. Oh Lord, we pray that thou wilt speak to their souls and bring many to find the Lord Jesus Christ. Forgive us again, Lord, all our sins and trespasses, and may Christ to be glorified throughout our lives, in his name and for his sake. Amen. Let's sing together hymn number 388. Hymn number 388.